Well, I'm still here. So I'm going to keep playing some music for you. So that was a band called Condottiere. They're a new band, I believe, from this year. That was off of their first demo, Vengeance Burns in Our Hearts. They, I think, take some pretty obvious inspiration from a certain historical melodic death metal band. A lot of bands are trying to sort of take that style and run with it. I think some do it a lot better than others. This one is surprisingly good for being basically brand new, and this is their first demo. I actually kind of like the fact that they're a bit sloppy with what they do. I feel like some other bands, not to like totally throw shit out, but like Grenadier, I don't really like their stuff. I find it to be like almost too polished. Same with House of Atreus. They are definitely riffing off the same style, but are just, I don't know, there's something about it that doesn't really hit. So I'm pretty excited to see what these guys do. I know nothing about them and kind of guess what their stuff is about. It's got kind of a similar war theme, conquest theme. So that song was called A Plague Swept Forth from Galilee, and the band again is called Condottiere. Before that, I played another kind of relatively unknown Finnish band. They're called Rame Altiari, I think is how you pronounce it. I translated it, and for those who don't know Finnish, like myself, I guess it translates to Altar of Ugliness, and just some really good Finnish black, really triumphant, really kind of ugly sounding, and it really hit for me. So that, I think, came out this past year. The album, I believe, is called, or at least the song is called, Koti Olviama Olimusta. All of this, again, will be posted to my Blogspot, and you'll be able to copy and paste these into your browser and actually look them up that way, because obviously me butchering, Czech and Finnish and, what else, Swedish, doesn't really do a lot of good to those who are listening and want to know what I'm playing. So, reference the Through the Moonless Night Blogspot, where I will upload all of my shows. So, moving into sort of the end of the show here, I'm going to play us out with some Svest. So, this is a French band who has kind of gone silent. They put out, I believe, their last thing was from maybe 2008. They did a split with Deathspell Omega, and they put out a pretty amazing album in 2003 called Urfaust. This is actually going to be off of the demo comp Coagula Later du Diable, and this is going to be the last song for tonight. So this is The Black Art by Svest. And thank you for listening. This is going to be kind of a long song, probably for the next 11 or 12 minutes or so. So enjoy kind of playing this out. And thank you. This has been Through the Moonless Night. And look forward to playing at the correct hour next week and not the staggered hours. And I'll have another 2 hours of extreme metal and weirdness for you. So thanks for listening. And again, this is Svest to play us out.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total photonic reversal. Photonic reversal.
Photonic reversal. With Cody Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, we get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
in a parable. Old time people them used to say, when short more tell you, you can't eat. So when long more tell you, you're gonna feel it, feel it. You talk too much, you will pay for what you don't eat. Go never know the use of it. Till the butcher cut it off. Go never know the use of it. Till the butcher cut it off. Looks is deceiving, man. Don't underrate no man. Looks is deceiving, yeah. Don't underrate no man. Don't watch the tool you work it and do. Watch the man that behind you. Man laugh first, him no laugh. And the man laugh last, get it first. Looks is deceiving, yeah. Don't underrate no man. Looks is deceiving, yeah. Don't underrate no man. Don't watch the tool the work it can do. Watch the man that behind him. One laugh first, him no laugh, and the one laugh last. Get it full. By red on here in a Babylon. So may I give it to you in a parable. When red on here in a Babylon. So may I give it to you in a parable.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Production 6043-70. Save it, please. We're getting 50. Take two.
Action. We're on the way to Chiron. Captain, this ship is now under my direction. For 50,000 terrestrial years, I have been pursuing Lokai through the galaxy. I have not traveled this far, this long, to give him up now. This ship goes where my will drives it.
Captain, the ship is now at warp 10, and the speed is increasing.
Captain, the course is now clearly straight for Chiron, despite all efforts to direct it to Arrhenius.
I will not return to Chiron. Captain, you guaranteed me sanctuary.
You're lost. You're on your way to judgment and final punishment.
Stop him.
Not this time. Not this time, you evil man.
My cause is just. You must help me. You all must help me.
Oh, the old cry, pity me, pity me. Everywhere he's gone, he's been helped to escape. On every planet, he's found fools to bleed for him, shed tears for the oppressed one. But there is no escape from this ship. You are on your final whatever it is.
This is your last sanctuary.
Oh.
Okay.
Nuts.
That's good. We're on the way.
Oh, but let's do it. Now we're okay. We're ready to go.
Now it's hey.
50. Take three.
Action. We are on the way to Chiron. Captain, this ship is now under my direction. For 50 years. Oh.
Cut. Once again.
50,000.
Save it, please. 50, take five.
Action. We're on the way to Chiron. Captain, this ship is now under my direction. For 50,000 of your terrestrial years, I have been pursuing Lokai through the galaxy. I have not traveled this far, this long, only to give him up now. This ship goes where my will drives it.
Captain, we are now at warp 10, and the speed is increasing.
Captain, the course is now clearly straight for Chiron, despite all efforts to direct it to Arrhenius.
I will not return to Chiron. Captain, you guarantee me sanctuary.
Lost. You're on your way to judgment and final punishment. Not this time. Not this time, you evil mound of...
My cause is just. You must help me. All of you must help me.
Oh, cry. Pity me. Pity me. Everywhere he's gone, he's been helped to escape. On every planet, he's found fools to bleed for him, who shed tears for the oppressed one. But there's no escape from this ship. This is your final.
Kill him. Kill him! You're two of a kind.
And we're both going back to Chiron. You can no longer change the course of this ship. You cannot change the course of this ship any more than you can change me. I'm sorry, I...
Friendly, Jesus, that's exciting.
Jesus, it's not, though.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Marvel. Good.
55, Franklin, 2.
Oh, not until now. I don't think you'll ever work again.
Action. This ship goes where I want it to go.
Security, take these men. Give it to me again.
This ship goes where I want it to go.
Security, take them.
Got it?
Take them both to the bridge.
Okay, thank you.
Save it, please.
Three, here we go. Red light.
It's the little ones again.
55, Franklin, 5.
We're working too long to get a clown.
Action. This ship goes where I want it to go.
Security, take them both to the bridge.
Freeze.
Hey!
That was good. We can use that.
Save it, please. 55, Franklin, 6.
Thanks. Oh, it's good.
Okay, and thanks. Action.
What about the last few times? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Right. Save it, please. 54, take one.
Frank.
Yes.
Closer to the camera, right here, bit. In here, over.
Yeah, and action. You Our astute captain, I am not permitting choices.
Good. Let's print that, and I want to go back and pick up...
Save it, please. Line.
Let's cut it and start at the beginning.
Sorry.
Frank?
Save it, please.
You got a goose ship up here to help him.
Yeah, all right. 55 apples, too.
Action.
You are helpless, Captain.
What a fool I am. Expecting help from such as you.
We're going.
God!
Got it?
Shit!
Save it. 55 Baker 1.
Action. Kill him!
You're two of a kind.
We are both going back.
Got it.
You don't like a little spit?
Save it. Production 6004-3-71. Save it, please. 19. Take one.
Ready and action.
Kirk to Enterprise.
Scott here, sir.
Beam me aboard, Mr. Scott.
Aye, sir. Queen to Queen, level 3.
Beam me aboard, Mr. Scott.
I said Queen to Queen's level 3.
We have no time for chess problems. Beam me aboard.
I'm following your orders, Captain. Queen to Queen's level 3.
I was just testing, Mr. Scott. I'll be in touch later.
Well, I gave him the sign. Why didn't he give me the countersign?
Something's wrong.
Aye. You know, the chess problem was the captain's own suggestion. He couldn't have forgotten, and I don't believe he was testing me. Lieutenant, reestablish communication.
Aye, sir. There's no response, Mr. Scott.
Have an armed detail report to the transporter room immediately.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Sulu, what do your sensors show?
We can't beam anybody down, sir. The force field on the planet is in full operation again, and all forms of transport into the asylum dome are blocked off.
We could blast through the field, but only at the risk of destroying the captain, Mr. Spock, and any other living thing on Elba 2.
How can we be powerful enough to wipe out a whole planet? So don't be so helpless.
There must be a way. We'll have to do that again.
Yes. All right, bring the thing up.
Now, save it, please.
I have to go further. Who's the...
111. Take one.
Ready and watching.
Spock Enterprise.
Enterprise here. Queen to Queen's level 3.
Queen to King's level 1.
Mr. Spock, is the captain with you?
He's right here, Dr. McCoy.
Is the captain all right, Spock?
He soon will be. You please beam down with the medicine?
Go where?
I forgot the egg.
Stay with me.
Cut it.
Almost
fell right off. Save it,
baby. You heard me say that, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
99. Take one.
Okay, ready and action.
Got it. Save it, please.
Turn the pick up.
99. Take two.
Ready and action.
Madison's ready, Scotty. Now we got to get it
Mr.
down.
Mr. Scott, there's been an explosion on Alba 2.
Point 95.
Must have wiped out everything.
Immediate probe. Is the force field in place, Mr. Sulu?
Yes, sir. Solidly.
Life continues to exist on the planet.
We've got to break through it somehow.
But, Doctor, I told you we couldn't do it without killing everybody in the asylum dome.
I know it, Scotty.
There is maybe one last thing we could do. Perhaps the ship's phasers can cut through a section of the force field at its weakest point. Mr. Sulu,
Where did you say that was located?
On the far side of the planet, Mr. Scott.
Will it give enough margin of safety for the people below?
Yes, sir.
Ready to change orbital path, Mr. Sulu?
Orbital coordinates released, sir.
Break synchronous orbit. Come to 14, mark 68.
Course 14, mark 68. Synchronous orbit reestablished, sir.
Ship's phasers to narrow beam.
Ship's phaser ready, sir.
All right, now let's punch a hole in it. Full power. Another blast. Full power.
Force field is holding, sir.
Now, what do you think went wrong?
Cut it. I don't know. I think the whole thing went
wrong. Save it.
Well, we were still kind of...
All right. Prepare to change orbital path, Mr. Sulu.
Orbital coordinates released, sir.
Break synchronous orbit. Come to mark 14, mark 68, 49... 22.
All right, that's a
save it, please.
Brent, and pick it up right from honey, your line.
Break synchronous orbit. Set course 14, mark 68.
Course 14, mark 68.
Ship's phasers on narrow beam.
Synchronous orbit is reestablished, sir.
All right.
You guys are all screwed up.
Cut it. All right, turn the
finger. Save it, please.
Let's punch a hole in it. Full of power. Oh, shit.
Cut it. Okay.
Ship's phasers to narrow beam.
Ship's phasers ready, sir.
Let's punch a hole in it. Full power. Another blast. Full power.
I'm up. The line is...
Force field is holding.
Force field is holding, sir.
Ready? Go back to full power.